every Monday, we have This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. However, he is out today, and I have the Chief of Staff, Mr. Jeremy Batchelor, on with me this morning. Good morning, Mr. Batchelor.
Good morning. How are you? Thank you for having me.
All right, Mr. Batchelor, let's jump right into it. I know there's a big debate about masks and going back to school. What is Youngstown City Schools doing?
Mr. Jennings has mentioned it already, but we want to make sure that we reiterate that we will require masks to start the year. I mean, we're going to follow the CDC guidelines as well as that of our local and state public health officials. So as everyone, our health and safety is our number one initiative. So we are going to ask that everyone mask up to start the school year.
All right. So parents, get your kids cute little decorative masks. Make sure they know how to wear them appropriately and let them know they got to keep them on in school. That's just what we're going to have to do. So masking is the first issue. But what's tell me a little bit more about the return to school, when it is and what it looks like.
Well, last week, our two early colleges, our early college high school and our Ray and Early College middle school, they actually started back classes last Wednesday. But for the rest of our scholars, the other schools in Youngstown City Schools, the first day is September 7th. So as we start the new school year, we will be providing school supplies again this year.
Okay.
But providing backpacks will be the responsibility of families.
Okay.
All the other schools are planning orientations and open houses, so families should kind of watch our social media and look for other information about those events. But the first day of school for the rest of our scholars is September 7th.
Okay, so that is coming up, parents. Not too much more time before the first day of school, so that's good and out the way. What else informative update do you have for going towards school?
Well, just to close out the summer and just to continue what we've been doing, we do have one more summer curbside food distribution.
Okay.
So that is Wednesday, August 25th from 10 a.m. to noon at Chauffin Career and Technical Center. And then, of course, as we start the school year, we also are definitely focused on academics and getting ready to do what we do with teaching and learning. But we also have an exciting time of year with fall sports are underway. So we'll be going into week two for football and volleyball. But football, our Cheney Cowboys will be facing Boardman at home at Rand Stadium on Friday, August 27th. And then the East Golden Bears will be playing Warren Harding next Friday at 7 p.m. at Harding. So we want to wish good luck to all of our fall sports programs, which are also important for the whole child experience. So as we start the school year, we're ready to kind of hopefully get back to some normalcy, but just do some exciting things with our young people.
Absolutely. Got to make sure that we've got things for them to do. I do know that the esports are coming to East, too. When does that start?
Absolutely. That'll be a all-year kind of event. I know they do have a season where they do more competitions, but they are up and running in terms of the equipment. Mr. Charles Stark, who's the coach, has been working all summer setting the room up and those things. So that will be starting this year and in the fall. So more information will be coming out in terms of signups.
Awesome.
But we're really looking forward. This has kind of been a labor of love, kind of coming for the last couple of years. And Mr. Jennings really kind of pulled the trigger over the summer and to make sure that we had the equipment that we needed to be ready to go this year.
And this was an amazing addition to the whole child experience. I'm telling you, what some can't do athletically, a lot can do, you know, with their thumbs and playing those video games. Any parting words for the scholars and parents of Youngstown City School students or the public at large?
We just want to send out our thoughts and prayers to the family of a young scholar that we lost last week to violence in our city, and we just want to send our condolences, and we just want to implore and urge the city to let's come together and let's stop the violence in our city.
Absolutely. That is the best thing we can do for our children. Thank you again for being on with me this morning, Mr. Batchelor. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for joining us for This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO. Be sure to tune in to our next episode.